Have you ever heard about the baseball player named Lou Gehrig?
Yes.
Yeah, he's famous guy, right? He was a baseball player playing in New York Yankees in 1920s and 30s, right? I never seen his player, but what I heard is he was so great baseball player. He was famous because of his great playing, but now his name has become a nickname of ALS. Well, ALS is the medical special terminology, so I don't know if I make right sounds, but ALS stands for like amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the name of the disease. Many people simply named ALS as Lou Gehrig disease. Many people know about this disease. I'm not familiar with medical terminology, but simply speaking, ALS is the name of disease that shrinks all muscles of body. And eventually, the patient cannot move at all because no muscles remain. Now, however, the patient's mental and emotion and the nervous systems are normal, which means the patient can see, can hear, can smell, can feel, and can think as other people do. But the patient cannot express anything because the patient cannot speak, cannot move, cannot express anything at all. So the communication between the patient and other people fail. Finally, the patient's muscle of lung shrinks and the patient dies because the patient cannot breathe. So far, we don't have a cure for this disease, and still we have a new 20,000 patients in the United States every year. Maybe you remember a couple of years ago, we had an ice bucket challenge in the Facebook, right? Do you remember that? You know, ice bucket just put down, you know, on my head. And I didn't do that, I cannot do it. But we had an ice bucket challenge in order to support ALS patient. Well, if you have any friends or relatives or family members struggling with ALS, I'm praying for them. Well, one of my former church members in the McLean, she recently got diagnosis of the ALS, and we pray together all the time. But it is not easy to get over that kinds of panic and fear of the ALS. Well, I have explained about ASL, not for the medical seminar for today, but for the church. It is about this connection. It is about losing the power. I think there are two disconnections. Disconnection between brain and body, and the disconnection between the patient and others. Patient's brain is alive while all her or his body parts are dead, except the nerve system. So the nerve system is alive, so the patient feels pinching, pain, tickling, hot, and cold, but the patient cannot express them. So the patient lies down on the bed. If the one small ant climbs up and bites the patient's hand, but he or she couldn't say anything about the pain. Imagine that, how painful it would be. The patient feels everything in the brain, but the body cannot do any reactions. This is disconnection in a body, brain, and all part of body. And also another disconnection is out of body, that the patient and other people, they cannot communicate. But nowadays, we have a special, very special computer. We are using the mouse, right? With a mouse pad, you know, small mouse. But there's a small, special computer detect the move of the eyeballs. Apple of eyes here is moving the detect and the type of the word. So there's a special equipment put on the patient's the face, and the patient moves his eyes like that and press the type and studying the communication is very special way. And there was one patient in Korea, and he has ALS and couldn't express anything for 3 or 4 years. And they set up the special mouse and computer in front of him, and he moved his eyes and start communication. The first sentence he said after 3-4 years on his, in his bed, said, "I am back." That was his first sentence. So we can see easily how painful it would be. Well, church, it is about the church. It is about the church. We just read today's scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The Bible says, God appointed His Son, Jesus Christ, to be the head over everything for the church. And it says, church is the body of Christ. So, the head of church is Christ, and we are the body of Christ. Well, some of you in the church, maybe as we have a children's message, some of you may be a mouth, maybe, or some of you like lips, you know. Some of you like finger or ear or eyes, etc. But we consist of the whole church as the Christ is the head of the church. So the chief commander of the church is
Christ,
right? You know, Kathleen said, if the questions come up, and most of the answer is like God or Christ. The chief commander of the church is Christ, because the Bible says Christ is the head of the church, and we are the body of Christ. So, the head commands, and every part of body moves following the commandment from the head. That is normal, and that is natural, that is healthy, right? The Bible says God put everything and all things under Christ's feet and put Christ as the head of the church. So there should be no objection that Jesus Christ is the chief commander of the church. So, we are moving, and we are following, we are acting according to His commandment. More profoundly, we should say that all ministries we are doing in our church is not our ministry, but it is Christ's ministry. It is God's ministry, because of the head of the church commands to do so. You know, in the mission, I was missionary, as you know. In the mission, the missionary should have the concept of the Missio Dei. It is like Latin language. Missio Dei means mission of God. The missionary may make like misunderstanding many times that, oh, this is my mission, this is my mission, this is my mission. Hey, this is my outreach program, this is my ministry. We are doing outreach, we are doing in the ministry, right? No, there is no my ministry, there is no my outreach, there is no my mission, because a Missio Dei means everything, every mission, every ministry is God's, because God is the head of church. So when you are doing the ministry, sometimes we confront like sometimes conflict, you know, between different body of parts, like, Hey, Linda, you did something wrong. Why did you do that? Because my ministry goal is like that. We make kinds of conflict sometimes. You know why? Because I thought this ministry is mine. But every ministry is God's ministry, because God is the head of the church. You know, I talk about ALS from the beginning of my sermon for today. You know, there can be a disease in the church as well, ALS, spiritual ALS. The head of church commands to move, but the feet doesn't move. The head of church commands to love, but the church doesn't love. The head of church commands us to forgive, But the church doesn't forgive. You see, there's a symptom. of the ALS, spiritual symptom ALS nowadays in the church. There is a disconnection between the head and the body. Although the nerve is alive, that means the head feels every single pain that the body has, but the body doesn't react to that pain. And moreover, we can see the disconnection between the church and the world. Church cannot express anything to the world because there is no muscle, no power remains in the church. Church cannot interact with the world because church lost the power to the world. We are facing serious spiritual ALS disease today in the church. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to challenge all of us, because it is the time to see ourselves whether we have the similar symptom or not in our church. Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Christ. If so, church should move following the head's decision. That's why we have to ask God's will in our ministry every time, because all the ministries are not ours, but they are belonging to God. So whenever we do our ministry in the church, whenever we move forward, what we have to do is ask God, ask the brain, ask the head, if it is the right step we have to go through or not. But church, many churches nowadays, they don't pray. They just go. Because that's what they used to do. Hey, pastor, this is what we used to do. This is the right way. We tested already. We made many mistakes before, so that this is the best option for us. Many churches, they don't pray. But we have to ask God into our every step for our ministry, because Christ is the head of our church. We are just the body of Christ. We need to see our church, body of Christ. We are all different, right? We are all different. There is no same people. You might be lips, teeth, or you might be finger, or feet, legs, hands, eyes, whatever. You might be, but you are all different, right? We are all different. So we cannot blame other parts of body, like, hey, finger, what are you doing? You are doing nothing, you know? I am feet, look at me, I'm moving, I'm just already walked for 3 miles already, but finger, what are you doing? You are doing nothing. We cannot blame other part of the body, because we are all different and because we have all different functions. What part of church are you, do you think? Well, to me, as a pastor of the Present Value UMC, I think I'm a part of the nerve system. My role as a pastor is to connect between the body and the head. If the body got hurt, I have to transfer the pain to the brain, and also I have to deliver the order of the brain to the body to do something for the pain. That's why you should pray for me. I should not be dying. I should be very sensitive what we need as a body of church, and I need to be very sensitive what the head wants us to be, wants us to do. So you have to pray for me, please. And what we need is the interaction between the head and the body. That is communications. If the communications and connectedness is alive between the brain and body, the communication and the interaction between the body and other body, which means church and the world, is possible. But if we disconnect between head and the body, how can we interact with the world? How can we influence the world? We have to be connected between body and the body and the head, and every commands the head gives, the body should follow the commands. Well, the church, we have to present and proclaim the gospel to the world, because we are not sick. We don't have any symptom for ALS. We don't have ALS. That's why we have to proclaim and present the gospel to the world. Oh, we know that. Yes, we know that. But are we doing that? Are we doing that? The most important thing in the church is, to me, is clear communication between brain and every part of body. Well, in our church office, we have Sherry and Lou and me. Whenever I have a chance, and Cecilia is here, whenever we have a chance, I always talk to them like, my first priority in the ministry is clear communication. Clear communication. Even the emotional communication is so important. Not through the email, but face-to-face, clear communication is the most important thing in the ministry. Because that means connection. We should be harmonious in one head, our Lord Jesus Christ. We can apply this concept to ourselves, to yourself and to myself. I am the church as well, because as we shared last Sunday, we are the church. We are the holy temple of living God. So the head of our life is Jesus Christ. There is no one but Jesus Christ as my head. I am his body. So I have to follow his order. I have to follow his commandment because Jesus is my head. However, if I don't listen to my head, there is also spiritual ALS. Still, nervous system functions, but the body doesn't reply to the head. Christ is the head of my life. Christ is the head of your life. We are body of Christ. We have to listen to Christ. My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, I am not telling you something special, but I am telling you just a normal life as a Christian. Body should listen to the head, right? The reason that I ask you to pray and to read the Bible is because we should connect to the head, our Lord Jesus Christ. We should discern what our heads want us to do and want us to be. We interact with the head. We pray because we are sending signals to the brain, to the head, to ask what we need and what we should do. You know, if any part of a body get thorned, under your finger, like when you touch the beautiful rose flower, there's a thorn, right? Got thrown on your finger, under your finger, then what? The body sends signal to brain, the pain signal, right? The brain command to the body, what? Jump off, or take off your hands from the thumb, right? Or remove it, right? This is interactions, this is communications, right? Without praying, how can you send our signal to the head? We have to pray, because it's not a special request, but that is because of just normal and natural life of Christians. Because we have to connect to our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to interact with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have to pray. We have to ask God, as Jesus Christ prayed, please God, the cup in front of me, get rid of it. Take off my cup in front of me. But your will, not my will, your will be done. He prayed just right before the cross, right? Even Jesus prayed, who am I not praying to God? Even Jesus Christ, he prayed. Connections, interactions, communications happened between God and Jesus Christ. In our lives, the reason that we have to pray is that Christ is the head of our lives. We have to give our signal. Hey God, I need this one. I need this one. I need this one. And also body should move following the head. Right? So that's why we have to open our Bible. Open the Bible and read the Bible, because the Bible It's the word of God, word of the living God. So by reading the Bible, we can get what God wants us to be, really. Without reading the Bible, without praying to God, how can you say that we are Christians? We have to take our time set apart. Last Sunday, we talked about the set apart, like holiness, right? We have to set apart our certain time to pray to God. We have to take, you know, set apart a certain time to open our Bibles and to read it, because the head of my life is Jesus Christ. Because I need to connect to my head, my brain, my head, church, at the head of church is Christ. So we should be connected. Church, we should study the Bible together, because that is the word of God. We should pray together, because that's a way to be connected to God. Whenever, my dear brothers and sisters, whenever we are facing any difficulties, issues, whatever, like health issues, we got aged, right? You know, we have children here, right? I'm sure that you were children before, right? I was children, right? But we get aged. We're getting weak, we got sick, and we got, like, sometimes financial situations, we face job situations, family issues, relationship issues, brokenness issues, depressions issue, whatever. We have all kinds of issues, all kinds of trials and difficulties. When we go through all the difficulties and trials, what we have to do is to be connect to our brain, connect to our head by praying to God, by reading the Bible. Because God is alive and the head commands us. And the head gives us the order to react to the pain in the proper way. And God heals us. That's why we have to open our Bible. That's why we have to pray to God all the time. Well, we gather together here to worship God, right? And worshiping is a sign of connection, interaction. Because that is why that's why the worship is so vital for our spiritual life. Because this is a sign of connection to God. My sisters and brothers, Christ is the body of a church, is the body of Christ, and we are the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of our church. He is the head of our lives. Every time we should carefully check our connection to God. We are not head of our lives. We are not head of our church, but only Jesus Christ is head of our lives and is head of our church. In the church, in our Present Valley UMC, the truth is Jesus Christ is the head of the Present Valley UMC, not Pastor Eugene, not members attending this church for 30, 40, 50 years, but only Jesus Christ. He is the head of our church. So, my question is like that. Are we listening to Jesus every moment? Are we asking God, ask Jesus for our every step that we have to go? We have to pray together. We have to open our Bible together. We have to read the Bible together. Because that is a sign of the connection between the head and the body. Because Jesus Christ is the head of our church. That's why we have to pray together. Well, we don't know our near future. But actually, we don't need to know our future. We don't have that ability to see our future. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know that. Actually, we don't need to know that. You know why? Because we just need to follow what the head says. Go this way. Speed is not important. What? But what? Direction is more important than speed, right? If you got the wrong direction and got a speed, that's going to be a big problem because too far, right? But if we got the right directions, even the speed is slow, we are on the right track. We have to ask God everything for our lives, for our ministry in the church, because Christ is the head of the church and Christ is the head of our lives. I want us to pray together. Well, I gave you homework last Sunday. I'm not going to check the homework last Sunday that I gave you. But I'm going to give you another homework for this Sunday. Okay. Please pray to God to discern what God wants me to be and wants me to do. Pray to God and invite the Holy Spirit into your lives. God will shine your way and God will lead you and guide you because God, our Christ, is head of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray all together. Let us pray.